Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Self-instruct, aligning language model with self-generated instructions. Authored 2022 by Yijong Wang, Yugana Kordi, Swaroop Mishra, Alisa Liu, Noah A. Smith, Daniel Kashabi, Hanan A. Hajishirzi. Abstract. Large, instruction-tuned language models, fine-tuned to respond to instructions, have demonstrated a remarkable ability to generalize zero-shot to new tasks. Nevertheless, they depend heavily on human-written instruction data that is limited in quantity, diversity, and creativity, therefore hindering the generality of a tuned model. We introduce self-instruct, a framework for improving the instruction-following capabilities of pre-trained language models by bootstrapping off its own generations. Our pipeline generates instruction, input, and output samples from a language model, then prunes them before using them to fine-tune the original model. Applying our method to vanilla GPT-3, we demonstrate a 33% absolute improvement over the original model on SUPERNATURALINSTRUCTIONS, on par with the performance of Instruct GPT-001, which is trained with private user data and human annotations. For further evaluation, we curate a set of expert-written instructions for novel tasks, and show through human evaluation that tuning GPT-3 with self-instruct outperforms using existing public instruction datasets by a large margin, leaving only a 5% absolute gap behind Instruct GPT-001. Self-instruct provides an almost annotation-free method for aligning pre-trained language models with instructions, and we release our large synthetic dataset to facilitate future studies on instruction tuning squared. 1. Introduction. The recent NLP literature has witnessed a tremendous amount of activity in building models that can follow natural language instructions. Mishra et al., 2022. Wei et al., 2022. San et al., 2022. Wang et al., 2022. Liang et al., 2022. Chung et al., 2022. I. A. These developments are powered by two key components: large pre-trained language models, LM, and human-written instruction data. PROMPTSOURCE, Bach et al., 2022, and SUPERNATURALINSTRUCTIONS, Wang et al., 2022, are two notable recent datasets that use extensive manual annotation for collecting instructions to construct a Bach et al., 2022, San et al., 2022, and TK Instruct, Wang et al., 2022. However, this process is costly and often suffers limited diversity given that most human generations tend to be popular NLP tasks, falling short of covering a true variety of tasks and different ways to describe them. Given these limitations, continuing to improve the quality of instruction-tuned models necessitates the development of alternative approaches for supervising instruction-tuned models. In this work, we introduce self-instruct, a semi-automated process for instruction tuning a pre-trained LM using instructional signals from the model itself. The overall process is an iterative bootstrapping algorithm, see Figure 1, which starts off with a limited, e.g., 175 in our study, seed set of manually written instructions that are used to guide the overall generation. In the first phase, the model is prompted to generate instructions for new tasks. This step leverages the existing collection of instructions to create more broad coverage instructions that define, often new, tasks. Given the newly generated set of instructions, the framework also creates input-output instances for them, which can be later used for supervising the instruction tuning. Finally, various measures are used to prune low-quality and repeated instructions before adding them to the task pool. This process can be repeated for many interactions until reaching a large number of tasks. To evaluate self-instruct empirically, we run this framework on GPT-3, Brown et al., 2020, which is a vanilla LM, Section 4. The iterative SELFINSTRUCT process on this model leads to about 52K instructions, paired with about 82K instance inputs and target outputs. We observe that the resulting data provides a diverse range of creative tasks, and over 50% of them have less than 0.3 ROUGEL overlaps with the seed instructions, Section 4.2. On this resulting data, we build GPT-3 self-inst by fine-tuning GPT-3, i.e., the same model used for generating the instructional data, We evaluate GPT-3 self-inst in comparison to various other models on both typical NLP tasks included in SUPERNATURALINSTRUCTIONS, Wang et al. 2022, and a set of new instructions that are created for novel usage of instruction following models, Section 5. The SUPERNI results indicate that GPT-3 section self-inst outperforms GPT-3, the original model, by a large margin, plus 33.1%, and nearly matches the performance of Instruct GPT-001. Moreover, our human evaluation on the newly created instruction set shows that GPT-3 self-inst demonstrates a broad range of instruction following ability, outperforming models trained on other publicly available instruction datasets and leaving only a 5% gap behind Instruct GPT-001. In summary, our contributions are 1. SELFINSTRUCT, a method for inducing instruction following capability with minimal human-labeled data. 2. We demonstrate its effectiveness via extensive instruction tuning experiments. 3. We release a large synthetic dataset of 52,000 instructions and a set of manually written novel tasks for building and evaluating future instruction following models. 2. Related work. Instruction following language models. A series of works have found evidence that vanilla language models can be effective at following general language instructions if tuned with annotated, instructional, data datasets containing language instructional commands and their desired outcome based on human judgment. Weller et al. 2020. Mishra et al. 2022. Wang et al. 2022. Wei et al. 2022. San et al. 2022. Yang et al. 2022. Parmar et al. 2022. Shalim et al. 2022. Chung et al. 2022. Luo et al. 2022. Puri et al. 2022. Yin et al. 2022. Chakrabarty et al. 2022. Lin et al. 2022. Gupta et al. 2022. Munighoff et al. 2022. Additionally, they show a direct correlation between the size and diversity of the instructional data and the generalizability of resulting models to unseen tasks. Since these developments depend on human-annotated instructional data, this poses a bottleneck for progress toward more generalizable models, for example, see Fig. 5A in Wang et al. 2022. Our work aims to tackle this bottleneck by reducing the dependence on human annotators. Additionally, despite the remarkable performance of models like Instruct GPT, Yang et al. 2022, their construction process remains quite opaque. In particular, the role of data has remained understudied due to limited transparency and data released by major corporate entities behind these key models. Addressing such challenges necessitates the creation of a large-scale, public dataset covering a broad range of tasks. Instruction-following models have also been of interest in the multimodal learning literature, Fried et al. 2018, Sridhar et al. 2020, Min et al. 2022, Weir et al. 2022. Self-instruct, as a general approach to expanding data, can potentially also be helpful in those settings. However, this is out of the scope of this work. Language models for data generation and augmentation. A variety of works have relied on generative LMs for data generation, Schick and Schutz, 2021, Wang et al. 2021, Liu et al. 2022, Meng et al. 2022, or augmentation, Feng et al. 2021, Yang et al. 2020, McCalla et al. 2022. For example, Schick and Schutz, 2021, proposed to replace human annotations of a given task with prompting large LMs and use the resulting data for fine-tuning, often smaller, models in the context of superglue tasks, Wang et al. 2019. While our work can be viewed as a form of augmentation, our work differs from this line in that it is not specific to a particular task, say, QA or NLI. In contrast, a distinct motivation for self-instruct is to bootstrap new task definitions that may not have been defined before by any NLP practitioner, though potentially still important for downstream users. Self-training. A typical self-training framework, He et al. 2019, Xie et al. 2020, Du et al. 2021, Omni et al. 2022, Huang et al. 2022, uses trained models to assign labels to unlabeled data and then leverages the newly labeled data to improve the model. In a similar line, Zhou et al. 2022a, use multiple prompts to specify a single task and propose to regularize via prompt consistency, encouraging consistent predictions over the prompts. This allows either fine-tuning the model with extra unlabeled training data, or direct application at inference time. While self-instruct has some similarities with the self-training literature, Most self-training methods assume a specific target task as well as in-labeled examples under it. In contrast, self-instruct produces a variety of tasks from scratch. Knowledge distillation. Knowledge distillation. Hinton et al. 2015. San et al. 2019. West et al. 2021. Magister et al. 2022. Often involves the transfer of knowledge from larger models to smaller ones. Self-instruct can also be viewed as a form of knowledge distillation. However, it differs from this line in the following ways. 1. The source and target of distillation are the same, i.e., a model's knowledge is distilled to itself. 2. The content of distillation is in the form of an instruction task, i.e., instructions that define a task, and a set of examples that instantiate it. Bootstrapping with limited resources. A series of recent works use language models to bootstrap some inferences using specialized methods. NP Prompt, Zhao et al. 2022, provides a method to generate predictions for semantic labels without any fine-tuning. It uses a model's own embeddings to automatically find words relevant to the label of the data sample and hence reduces the dependency on manual mapping from model prediction to label, verbalizers. Star, Zelikman et al. 2022, iteratively leverages a small number of rationale examples in a large dataset without rationales to bootstrap a model's ability to perform reasoning. Self-correction, Wellick et al. 2022, decouples an imperfect base generator model from a separate corrector that learns to iteratively correct imperfect generations and demonstrates improvement over the base generator. Our work instead focuses on bootstrapping new tasks in the instruction paradigm. Instruction generation. A series of recent works, Zhou et al. 2022b, Yi et al. 2022, Singh et al. 2022, Honovich et al. 2022, generate instructions of a task given a few examples. While SELFINSTRUCT also involves instruction generation, a major difference in our case is it is task agnostic. We generate new tasks, instructions along with instances, from scratch. 3. Method. Annotating large-scale instruction data can be challenging for humans because it requires 1. Creativity to come up with novel tasks and 2. Expertise for writing the labeled instances for each task. In this section, we detail our process for self-instruct, which refers to the pipeline of generating tasks with a vanilla pre-trained language model itself and then conducting instruction tuning with this generated data in order to align the language model to follow instructions better. This pipeline is depicted in Figure 1. 3.1 Defining instruction data equals the instruction data we want to generate contains a set of instructions, i.e., each of which defines a task T in natural language. Each task has one or more input-output instances, X, Y. A model M is expected to produce the output Y, given the task instruction I, and the instance input X, M, I, X, equals Y, for X, Y, equals X, Y. Note that the instruction and instance input does not have a strict boundary in many cases. For example, write an essay about school safety can be a valid instruction that we expect models to respond to directly, while it can also be formulated as write an essay about the following topic as the instruction and school safety as an instance input. To encourage the diversity of the data format, we allow such instructions that do not require additional input, i.e., X is empty. 3.2 Automatic instruction data generation. Our pipeline for generating the instruction data consists of 4 steps. 1. Instruction generation. 2. Identifying whether the instruction represents a classification task or not. 3. Instance generation with the input first or the output first approach. And 4. Filtering low quality data. Instruction generation. Self-instruct is based on a finding that large pre-trained language models can be prompted to generate new and novel instructions when presented with some existing instructions in the context. This provides us with a way to grow the instruction data from a small set of seed human-written instructions. We propose to generate a diverse set of instructions in a bootstrapping fashion. We initiate the task pool with 175 tasks, one instruction and one instance for each task, written by our authors. For every step, we sample 8 task instructions from this pool as in-context examples. Of the 8 instructions, 6 are from the human-written tasks, and 2 are from the model-generated tasks in previous steps to promote diversity. The prompting template is shown in Table 6. Classification task identification. Because we need 2 different approaches for classification and non-classification tasks, we next identify whether the generated instruction represents a classification task or not. Cubed, we prompt vanilla GPT-3 few shot to determine this, using 12 classification instructions and 19 non-classification instructions from the seed tasks. The prompting template is shown in Table 7. Instance generation. Given the instructions and their task type, we generate instances for each instruction independently. This is challenging because it requires the model to understand what the target task is, based on the instruction, figure out what additional input fields are needed and generate them, and finally complete the task by producing the output. We found that pre-trained language models can achieve this to a large extent when prompted with instruction input-output in context examples from other tasks. A natural way to do this is the input-first approach, where we can ask a language model to come up with the input fields first based on the instruction, and then produce the corresponding output. This generation order is similar to how models are used to respond to instruction and input, but here with in-context examples from other tasks. The prompting template is shown in Table 8. However, we found that this approach can generate inputs biased toward one label, especially for classification tasks, e.g., for grammar error detection, it usually generates grammatical input. Therefore, we additionally propose an output-first approach for classification tasks, where we first generate the possible class labels, and then condition the input generation on each class label. The prompting template is shown in Table 9.4. We apply the output-first approach to the classification tasks identified in the former step, and the input-first approach to the remaining non-classification tasks. Filtering and post-processing. To encourage diversity, a new instruction is added to the task pool only when its RUJL overlap with any existing instruction is less than 0.7. We also exclude instructions that contain some specific keywords, e.g., images, pictures, graphs, that usually cannot be processed by language models. When generating new instances for each instruction, we filter out instances that are exactly the same or those with the same input but different outputs. 3.3 Fine-tuning the LM to follow instructions. After the creation of the large-scale instruction data, we use this data to fine-tune the original language model, i.e., self-instruct. To do this, we concatenate the instruction and instance input as a prompt and train the model to generate the instance output in a standard supervised way. To make the model robust to different formats, we use multiple templates to encode the instruction and instance input together. For example, the instruction can be prefixed with task or not, the input can be prefixed with input or not, output can be appended at the end of the prompt, and different numbers of breaklines can be put in the middle, etc. For self-instruct data from GPT-3 in this section, we apply our method for inducing instruction data to GPT-3 as a case study. We use the largest GPT-3 language model, DaVinci Engine, accessed through the OpenAI API 5. The parameters for making queries are described in Appendix A.1. Here we present an overview of the generated data. 4.1. Statistics. Table 1 describes the basic statistics of the generated data. We generate a total of over 52,000 instructions, and more than 82,000 instances corresponding to these instructions after filtering. 4.2. Diversity. To study what types of instructions are generated and how diverse they are, we identify the verb-noun structure in the generated instructions. We use the Berkeley Neural Parser 6, Kateyev and Klein, 2018, Kateyev et al., 2019, to parse the instructions, and then extract the verb that is closest to the root of https://openai.com/api/https://parser.kateyev.io/the-parse-tree as well as its first direct noun object. 26,559 out of the 52,445 instructions contain such structure. Other instructions usually contain more complex clauses, e.g., classify whether this tweet contains political content or not, or are framed as questions, e.g., which of these statements are true? We plot the top 20 most common root verbs and their top 4 direct noun objects in Figure 2, which accounts for 14% of the entire set. Overall, we see quite diverse intents and textual formats in these instructions. We further study how the generated instructions differ from the seed instructions that are used to prompt the generation. For each generated instruction, we compute its highest RUJL overlap with the 175 seed instructions. We plot the distribution of these RUJL scores in Figure 3, indicating a decent number of new instructions that do not have much overlap with the seeds. We also demonstrate diversity in length of the instructions, instance inputs, and instance outputs in Figure 4. 4.3. Quality. So far, we have shown the quantity and diversity of the generated data, but its quality remains uncertain. To investigate this, we randomly sample 200 instructions and randomly select one instance per instruction. We asked an expert annotator, co-author of this work, to label whether each instance is correct or not, in terms of the instruction, the instance input, and the instance output. Evaluation results in Table 2 show that most of the generated instructions are meaningful, while the generated instances may contain more noise, to a reasonable extent. However, we found that even though the generations may contain errors, most of them are still in the correct format or even partially correct, which can provide useful guidance for training models to follow instructions. We listed a number of good generations and bad generations in Table 10 and Table 11, respectively. 5. Experimental results. We conduct experiments to measure and compare the quality of models under various instruction tuning setups. We first describe our models and other baselines, followed by our experiments. 5.1 GPT-3 self-inst. Fine-tuning GPT-3 on its own instruction data with the instruction-generated instruction data. We conduct instruction tuning for the GPT-3 model itself, the DaVinci engine. As we described in section 3.3, we use various templates to concatenate the instruction and input, and train the model to generate the output. This fine-tuning is done through the OpenAI Fine-Tuning API 7. We use the default hyperparameters, except that we set the prompt loss weight to 0, and we train the model for 2 epochs. We refer the readers to Appendix 8.2 for additional fine-tuning details. The resulting model is denoted as GPT-3 self-inst. 5.2. Baselines. Off-the-shelf language models. We evaluate T5LM, Lester et al., 2021, Raffle et al., 2020, and GPT-3, Brown et al., 2020, as the vanilla LM baselines, only pre-training, no additional fine-tuning. These baselines will indicate the extent to which off-the-shelf LMs are capable of following instructions naturally immediately after pre-training. Publicly available instruction-tuned models. 2NTK Instruct are two instruction-tuned models proposed in San et al., 2022, and Wang et al., 2022, respectively, and are demonstrated to be able to follow instructions for many NLP tasks. Both of these models are fine-tuned from the T5, Raffle et al., 2020, checkpoints and are publicly available 89. For both of these models, we use their largest version with 11B parameters. Instruction-tuned GPT-3 models. We evaluate Instruct GPT, Yang et al., 2022, which is developed by OpenAI based on GPT-3 to follow human instructions better and has been found by the community to have impressive zero-shot abilities. There are various generations of these models, where newer ones use more expansive data or algorithmic novelties 0. For our SUPERNI experiments in Section 5.3, we only compare with their text DaVinci 001 engine, because their newer engines are trained with the latest user data and are likely to already see the SUPERNI evaluation set. For our human evaluation of these models on newly written instructions, we include their 001, 002, and 003 engines for completeness. Additionally, to compare self-instruct training with other publicly available instruction tuning data, we further fine-tune GPT-3 model with data from PROMPTSOURCE and SUPERNI, which are used to train the 2NTK Instruct models. We call them T-Training and SUPERNI Training for short, respectively. To save the training budget, we sampled 50K instances, but covering all their instructions, for each dataset, which has a comparable size to the instruction data we generated. Based on the findings from Wang et al., 2022, and our early experiments, reducing the number of instances per task does not degrade the model's generalization performance to unseen tasks. 5.3 Experiment 1. Zero-shot generalization on SUPERNI benchmark. We first evaluate the model's ability to follow instructions on typical NLP tasks in a zero-shot fashion. We use the evaluation set of SUPERNI, Wang et al., 2022, which consists of 119 tasks with 100 instances in each task. In this work, we mainly focus on the zero-shot setup, i.e., the model is prompted with the definition of the tasks only, without in-context demonstration examples. For all our requests to the GPT-3 variants, we use the deterministic generation mode, temperature is zero and no nucleus sampling, without specific stop sequences. Results. We make the following observations from the results in Table 3. Self-instruct boosts the instruction following ability of GPT-3 by a large margin. The vanilla GPT-3 model basically cannot follow human instructions at all. Upon manual analysis, we find that it usually generates irrelevant and repetitive text, and does not know when to stop generation. Compared with other models that are not specifically trained for SUPERNI, GPT-3 self-inst achieves better performance than 2 or the GPT-3 fine-tuned on the T-training set, which takes tremendous human labeling efforts. Notably, GPT-3 self-inst also nearly matches the performance of Instruct GPT-001, which is trained with private user data and human annotated labels. Models trained on SUPERNI training set still achieve better performance on its evaluation set, which we attribute to the similar instruction style and formatting. However, we show that SELFINSTRUCT still brings in additional gains when combined with the SUPERNI training set, proving its value as complementary data. 5.4. Experiment 2. Generalization to user-oriented instructions on novel tasks. Despite the comprehensiveness of SUPERNI in collecting existing NLP tasks, most of these NLP tasks were proposed for research purposes and skewed toward classification. To better access the practical value of instruction following models, a subset of the authors curate a new set of instructions motivated by user-oriented applications. We first brainstorm different domains where large LMs may be useful, e.g., email writing, social media, productivity tools, entertainment, programming. Then craft instructions related to each domain along with an input-output instance. Again, input is optional. We aim to diversify the styles and formats of these tasks, e.g., instructions may be long or short. Input, output may take the form of bullet points, tables, codes, equations, etc. In total, we create 252 instructions with one instance per instruction. We believe it can serve as a testbed for evaluating how instruction-based models handle diverse and unfamiliar instructions. Table 4 presents a small portion of the 252 tasks. The whole test set will be available upon request. Human evaluation setup. Evaluating model's performance on this evaluation set of diverse tasks is extremely challenging because different tasks require different expertise. Indeed, many of these tasks cannot be measured by automatic metrics or even be judged by normal crowdworkers, e.g., writing a program, or converting first-order logic into natural language. To get a more faithful evaluation, we ask the authors of the instructions to judge model predictions. The evaluators were asked to rate the output based on whether it accurately and effectively completes the task. We implemented a four-level rating system for categorizing the quality of the model's outputs, defined as follows: rating A, the response is valid and satisfying. Filled circle rating B, the response is acceptable but has minor errors or imperfections that can be improved. Rating C, the response is relevant and responds to the instruction, but it has significant errors in the content. For example, GPT-3 might generate a valid output first, but continue to generate other irrelevant things. Rating D. The response is irrelevant or invalid, including repetition of the input, totally irrelevant output, etc. Results. Figure 5 provides the performance of GPT-3 model and its instruction-tuned counterparts on this newly written instruction set. As anticipated, the vanilla GPT-3 language model is largely unable to respond to instructions, and all instruction-tuned models demonstrate comparatively higher performance. Nonetheless, GPT-3 self-inst, i.e., GPT-3 model fine-tuned with self-instruct, outperforms those counterparts trained on 2 or SUPERNI by a large margin, demonstrating the value of the generated data despite the noise. Compared with instruct GPT-001, circa F. Footnote 1, GPT-3 self-inst is quite close in the performance if we count acceptable response with minor imperfections, rating 3. As valid, GPT-3 self-inst is only 5% behind instruct GPT-001. Lastly, our evaluation confirms the impressive instruction following ability of instruct GPT-002 and instruct GPT-003 models. Although there are many factors behind this success, we conjecture that future work can largely benefit from improving the quality of our generated data by using human annotators or training a reward model to select better generations, similar to the algorithm used in Yang et al. 2022. 5.5 example predictions from GPT-3 self-inst. We present a selection of user-oriented tasks, the corresponding GPT-3 self-inst produced responses and annotator ratings in Table 4. We see that even for responses rated as level 2, the model demonstrates extensive steps in solving the task, even though its final output is incorrect. 6. Discussion and limitation 6.1. Why does self-instruct work? It is worthwhile to reflect on the role that high-quality human feedback plays in enabling the recent successes on instruction-tuning LMs, Mishra et al. 2022, Wang et al. 2022, Wei et al. 2022, San et al. 2022, Yang et al. 2022. Here are two extreme hypotheses. H. Human feedback is a necessary and indispensable aspect of instruction-tuning as LMs need to learn about issues that were not quite learned during pre-training. H. Human feedback is an optional aspect of instruction tuning as LMs are already quite familiar with instructions from their pre-training. Observing the human feedback is merely a lightweight process for aligning their pre-training distribution, objective which might be replaceable with a different process. While the reality probably lies somewhere in between these two extremes, we conjecture that it is closer to H, particularly for larger models. This intuition, that LMs already know much about language instructions, is a key motivation for SELFINSTRUCT and is also supported by its empirical success. 6.2. Broader impact. Beyond the immediate focus of this paper, we believe that self-instruct may help bring more transparency to what happens, behind the scenes, of widely used instruction-tuned models like InstructGPT. Unfortunately, such industrial models remain behind the API walls as their datasets are not released, and hence there is little understanding of their constructions and why they demonstrate impressive capabilities. The burden now falls on academia to better understand the source of success in these models and strive for better yet open models. We believe our findings in this paper demonstrate the importance of diverse instruction data, and our large synthetic dataset can be the first step toward higher quality data for building better instruction following models. 6.3 Limitations of self-instruct. Here, we discuss some limitations of this work to inspire future research in this direction. Tail phenomena. Self-instruct depends on LMs, and it will inherit all the limitations that carry over with LMs. As recent studies have shown, Razaghi et al., 2022, Kanpal et al., 2022, tail phenomena pose a serious challenge to the success of LMs. In other words, LMs' largest gains correspond to the frequent uses of languages, head of the language use distribution, and there are minimal gains in the low-frequency contexts. Similarly, in the context of this work, it would not be surprising if the majority of the gains by self-instruct are skewed toward tasks or instructions that present more frequently in the pre-training corpus. As a consequence, the approach might show brittleness with respect to uncommon and creative instructions. Dependence on large models. Because of SELFINSTRUCT's dependence on the inductive biases extracted from LMs, it might work best for larger models. If true, this may create barriers to access for those who may not have large computing resources. We hope future studies will carefully study the gains as a function of model size or various other parameters. It is worthwhile to note that instruction tuning with human annotation also suffers from a similar limitation. Gains of instruction tuning are higher for larger model, Wei et al., 2022. Reinforcing LM biases. A point of concern for the authors is the unintended consequences of this iterative algorithm, such as the amplification of problematic social biases, stereotypes or slurs about genders, races, etc. Relatedly, one observed challenge in this process is the algorithm's difficulty in producing balanced labels, which reflected models' prior biases. We hope future work will hash out such details to better understand the pros and cons of the approach. 7. Conclusion. We introduce self-instruct, a task-agnostic method to improve the instruction-following capabilities of language models via its own generation of instruction data, instruction, input, and output samples, and bootstrapping with it. Our method conducts instruction tuning of the original model on the pruned subset of generated samples. On experimenting with vanilla GPT-3, we observe a 33% absolute improvement over the original model on supernatural instructions. This performance is on par with InstructGPT-001, which is trained with private user data and expensive human annotations. Furthermore, we curate a set of expert-written instructions for novel tasks. Human evaluation on this set shows that tuning GPT-3 with self-instruct outperforms using existing public instruction datasets by a large margin, leaving only a 5% absolute gap behind InstructGPT-001. We hope self-instruct can serve as the first step to align pre-trained language models to follow human instructions, and future work can build on top of this data to improve instruction following models. Acknowledgements. The authors would like to thank Sewin Min, Eric Wallace, Ophir Press, and other members of UWNLP and Allen NLP for their constructive feedback. DK is supported with a gift from the Allen Institute for AI. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.